USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The CDC announced a 60-day moratorium on evictions Tuesday, a day after the White House said the agency didn't have the authority to do so. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the virus are rapidly increasing. Democrats celebrated. Cori Bush, who had been sleeping on the Capitol steps, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Chuck Schumer.
There's no reason why people should be in a position to where they're hurting right now.
We're talking about 11 million Americans across the country behind on rent, one in six renters.
You cannot have these people lose their homes. Now they have a fighting chance.
A federal judge on Tuesday temporarily halted an executive order issued by Texas Governor Greg Abbott to prohibit private individuals and groups from transporting immigrants who illegally cross the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who made waves as a witness during the Trump impeachment proceedings, claimed on MSNBC the former president is responsible for over 600,000 COVID deaths in America, and that would have been prevented if he was removed from office.
There's a direct logic link to the 600,000 dead. If the president was held accountable and removed, we would have 600,000 more Americans walking the streets today. If they censured him, the president would be on his heels, and he would probably have been a little more cautious going into COVID. We wouldn't have an economic disaster.
Vindman, who has been on a media tour to promote a new book, was an important witness for Democrats during the House impeachment inquiry. Authorities say a gunman shot and wounded three people at a Tennessee business and was later fatally shot by police. Police say the shooting happened early Tuesday at a Smile Direct Club manufacturing facility in Nashville. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
University of South Carolina has canceled its plan to enforce face coverings on campus for the upcoming fall semester after the state's attorney general warned that it would go against the intent of state legislation. The USC, whose campus in Columbia serves more than 35,000 students on July 30th, announced that everyone must wear masks at all times inside all campus buildings, regardless of their vaccination status, except in private offices, residence hall rooms, or while eating in campus dining halls. In a statement released Tuesday, USC Interim President Harris Pastides walked back from the previous plan, saying that masks will only be required in the university's healthcare buildings and on campus buses. Blago is back. The former Illinois governor wants to run for office again. The story from USA's Tim Berg.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is taking issue with a state law that prevents him from running for state or local office. He filed a federal lawsuit on Monday seeking a declaration finding that the law is unconstitutional. It also seeks an injunction that would allow him to run for office. Blagojevich served more than 7 years of a 14-year prison sentence on corruption charges before his sentence was commuted last year by then-President Trump. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.